be there.
What?
How much did it cost you?
No, I'm just going to be there.
Did you
fight? No. Wow, do I look good?
Huh. Yeah, this, if that was on the chat, that would make the food look a lot better.
Right. We should put these things on. Send a picture of yourself.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Exactly.
Look what I used to look like, look what I look like now.
See, if that was 100% a joke, that would be all really funny. But there's so much truth there.
Of course there's truth to it. You look at, like I said, you look in the mirror? You ever looked in the mirror?
There's so much.
You have a big mirror in front of your house? He probably has a big mirror right in front of his door.
Hello, Louis.
Hello, Louis. How do I look? Stop talking to yourself. Maisa, it's a murder exactly. Your grandfather's nifter. I don't mean it like that. No, it's
would make the chat look
good. No. What I'm saying is what I meant to say is.
You want to start the recording over again?
No. In today's Gemara, we're gonna learn that if you say extra words, you mean to say something extra. So by me, it's always like that. I meant to say is that it's interesting. He was nifter. Now we used him as a marshal the whole day yesterday, and it was very apropos.
You used him without me being there?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you weren't there in the morning. In the morning, he was there.
Yes, he was.
I used him in the morning. And after I use him a lot, yeah. But nobody knew. Nobody caught that. Like, you know what I mean?
Maybe if you put stuff on the chat.
What's his name?
Ari Lippert Herschel.
So we should really say it now. Ari Herschel. Hey, you didn't know Harry. You didn't know. That was Louis.
What?
Ari Lippert Herschel. So you're going to name after Herschel?
How do you know he's
Isn't Ari Herschel?
No.
Ari Lippert Herschel is sponsored, and hopefully he'll give a nice donation after he gets the money. Just Ari Lippert Herschel.
I don't even know. It's a Marzik thing that he does.
Anyway, what's interesting is...
Good job there, by the way. But then again,
so this year it takes so long.
Today's year's sponsor for Shleyer Falls, Alzheimer, Merochel, and for Brian and Miriam Azrazel Soro. Shout out to Shleyer. Somebody in this year's mother is going through chemotherapy. Yep. All right. We are up to Kuf Lamed Zayin. How's you wearing the T-shirt?
I'm taking a picture with me wearing the T-shirt.
Okay, yeah, send it out.
Send it out.
Yeah.
And then we can all see if you look at it.
I think they should do it side by side.
We prefer.
One of the few who had the guts to wear a MAGA hat.
There's no Kuntz. The Kuntz was 4 weeks ago. now. Oh, then, yeah.
No, now the Kuntz is to wear.
Then the only one that wore it was Trump. No. There's one guy in the whole country.
Now the Kuntz is to wear a Kamala
T-shirt. And Biden.
Now you see who's going to wear a Kamala T-shirt. See if anybody will ever wear that again.
You should really wear the T-shirt. It fits you.
At least to the third row.
Yeah, of course.
What, all the T-shirts they sent to?
It's like a Super Bowl.
A sports team.
So what do they do?
They send to Africa.
Oh, really?
They use it as...
Somewhere in Africa, they have the Yankees winning the
suicide bomber Hamas. He's always wearing like a random.
And they have a condenser radio on there.
Yeah.
What was it?
Condenser? I don't know.
What was your father's company called?
Cadence.
They had a nice yeah. To them over there.
Yeah, gefährlich.
What happened?
Pogrom.
Let them all free.
You did?
Yeah. They gave them fights. Fights. Uber.
Give them a beeper.
I think
you have to wear this for the next little bit.
Now.
Uber supposedly is at fault of this thing. I didn't see it, but
I don't know if it was Uber. But
whoever did it, they filed. They gave information. I mean, I didn't see it. I spoke to one lady I called every Shabbos. She told me. Salman is very busy with this. She told me Uber got an Uber.
Oh, she was part of the chat.
Does she use Lyft now?
I don't know what she uses. She's going to ask me for a ride every time she needs a ride now. Do me a favor. Go back to Uber. Uber. Okay, we're up to the bottom over here.
There's a reject button on your phone, right?
What's a reject? Oh, yeah. I just learned a new thing last night. I didn't know. A guy came collecting over here last night. So. No. A guy, a slimy guy. A slimy guy.
That's on my wedding.
Well, I put the pushkas in here before Shabbos. But a slimy guy came. And it wasn't stolen for a long time. Don't worry, your $1 paper bill that you give, you could keep on giving. Yeah. He never stole any of your dollar bills. They don't steal the paper, only money. The kids, Machi, and Gary.
Has
she
You know what, though? It was funny the second time.
Only to you.
Okay.
You're the problem here.
You know what?
That's why he's going to keep doing
it. It looks, you don't look too far off from this if you don't stop it. Anyway. Oh, the hair, impossible. You're right.
In the middle of saying a joke.
I forgot what I was saying. Oh, your shaman guy came last night, and I said, I don't have any money. So Payne Warrior's like, you don't have your phone? Yeah, where's my phone help? He's like, what are you talking about? How do you, you don't have credit card? Credit card in my pocket, in my phone? Like the lady's got in the back? He's like, what are you talking about? Wallet. I said, I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, are you crazy? You put your credit card on a wallet, and then you just...
He was trying to get away from giving
No, I have to put it on. This is unbelievable. I know it's such a zach. I don't have to keep my credit cards on me.
You never in the store and someone put their phone up against the thing?
I thought it was in the back of the phone. They had it like connected like that. I had no idea how it was.
You're great. Good morning. Hello, Louie.
I'll love that.
Hello, Louie.
A lot of people have that.
Hello,
Louie. I never knew such a thing. And could you do your license? He says you could do your license on there.
Yeah, because you always need to scan your license.
No, you get pulled over. Is it good enough? Don't worry. If you call Liquid Cops, they come after everything's done. Okay, let's go. It's very late. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Four lines in the bottom. It's very important for the older folks, especially. Amar Rav Yehuda. I didn't say you.
Just stepped on
his credit. It didn't say anybody.
You meant the other guy.
People not part of the.
At this point, I could have meant Chapler. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. It's like when the rabbi speaks about a guy gets angry, you should not get angry. The guy turns to his neighbor. It's unbelievable. You got to stop getting angry. He's like, okay, the rabbi's talking to you, klutz. Anyway.
You're that guy that always tells the guy.
No, I don't tell anybody anything. I learned a long time ago. I'm 47 years old. Keep your mouth shut. I did this too many times. It's over.
Yeah, it seems to be working well for you.
Yeah. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Akoisim nechos la'achar. A guy goes and writes his... He writes some of his possessions to someone else. Now, the Rashbam learns the Ligasin and Kol, because we're not talking about Shchimra. A Shchimra, this is Machloek is how to learn the Gemara. A Shchimra gives away everything. A regular guy, he's just doing some. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says La'achar, V'amar Halo, E'ev Shibahen, I don't want them. Now, it's also important to know who it is, because if it's a Shchimra, you don't need a kinyan. But if it's a regular guy, like if I go and I want to give a gift to Chapler, he has to make a kinyan. So really, if Chapler's not kinyan, so there's no...
We've been doing this for a few daf, and never did we say kol.
We never said this halacha.
We always said a place in the chasov.
Right, and every time it depends where it is, what it is. Where else do we have it?
Kuflam Avav, Mishnah and Kuflam Avav and Aleph. It's talking about a bari. And it just says, Akai Zim Lachas of Labanov.
Labanov? That's different. He's giving a gift over there. Oh, but over here, we'll see in a minute. Once again, you'll see it's very negative. Chapel says, I'm not interested. I don't want your gift. Yeshivahan, Kana. He's kainet. I feel I'm in the tzavach. He's screaming. Do me a favor. Get it? I'm not taking your lawnmower. Rabbi Yechon Amar, loy kana. He's not kana. Amar Rabbi Abba Mamo, v'loy pligi. They're not really arguing. Kam b'tzavach mi'ikaro. Kam b'shoysik mi'ikaro. Mi'ikaro v'soyf tzavach. It depends what happens over here. If at the beginning he screamed, so that means he never allowed it to come into his possession. If he was quiet and then he started screaming, so it means it was like at the beginning... He didn't mind it, and now he's starting to scream because he realizes that he's going to owe Libby tremendous favors because he took it. He's going to owe me one. He says, you know what? Take your stuff back home. Have a great day. The Rashbam says, this is very negeya. GQ's here. Very negeya because we learned yesterday, if you heard the rabbi's speech at the end of davening, it's very, very negeya. Kam b'tzavach mikor, the Rashbam says, Metchila k'sha mazlo yezeh ashtar, hischil tzavach. The guy started screaming. You can't. I can't force you to take my money. I want to give you a gift of $100,000, right? Very nice. Moshe just got a gift. So I don't know if you did. Maybe you will. Maybe you won't. But it depends what you did. A few months. So if I want to give a gift to someone, I want to give a gift to someone. So he doesn't want the gift because Sadamatan Zichya, Rishbam says. Because the pasuk Mishlei. So it's not. It's a chayiv. Because it's a chayiv. Mela, I don't want the gift, and you can't force me to take the gift. Now, even though there's a, we'll see in the next case, is the Mizaka de Achar. If you Mizaka de Achar, it works. I started Matan Zichya. So the Mefarshim speak out, some Sofer speaks out, because Lamaisa, most people don't mind gifts. So Matan Zichya, and this is what the rabbi said yesterday, and he brings down over here, he seconds it from the Rishonim and from a lot of people. He brings down that Sermetas Yichya is not, it don't, if the Shulchan Aruch says, the rabbi brought it down yesterday, Shulchan Aruch says, Sermetas, it doesn't say Sermetas Yichya, Sermetas Yomus. It's Sermetas Yichya. I mean, it's a good thing to do. It's a Midas Chasidus to do. But not, you don't have to do it. You're allowed to take gifts. So it is a schus to have a gift. The guy gives you $100,000, that's a schus. You want to go, you want to go Midas Chasidus and you don't want it? Yes, that's fine. I could be Tzavach. The pictures are good.
That's a gift. How does it work if somebody doesn't, if you're Mizaka for somebody, which you could do?
Because it is a schus. Even
what happens now if he wants to do his mizus?
It doesn't matter. Because the maisa, it is a schus, yeah. It still is a schus. It's a schus to get money. Give a guy 100 grand. It's still a gift is a gift. He doesn't want it. Okay, so you don't want it. So you figure it out. You know what I mean? Your uncle?
The one
who died. Yosef's father?
No.
Oh, that guy.
Westgate one.
He wouldn't take a gift.
Never.
He'd take money, though.
No money, nothing. Give back.
Pardon? Somebody dropped it. Somebody had a check.
Didn't have Zell in his days.
Deliver it back.
Give it back then.
In deposit.
No, because the rabbi spoke yesterday about it, because the rabbi said the Gemara in, I forgot what the Gemara was, there was two Tanoim. One of them he gave him money, he didn't take it, and one of them he invited for a meal, and then he took. And the Gemara says, and he didn't take it either. He said, I'm not coming for a meal. The other Tana, money he wouldn't take, but for a meal he would take. And the reason is, because there's two reasons why Sam does Yichya. Either because you don't know if the guy's giving you a gift for real. When a guy gives you money, maybe he's not really giving it to you. Not full-hearted. So the guy's giving it to you because he feels he has to give it to you. But if you don't take it, he's happy. If you don't take it, you sure you don't want it? Yeah, okay, it's like when you offer the guy $20 when you get a ride into Manhattan. The guy's like, hey, take $20. No, you don't really want to give the guy $20. It's just you feel bad sitting in the seat. So that's, or the other reason is I'll owing the guy, you're constantly owing people stuff. If you give me a gift, then I have to be mechabed you, and I have to butter you up, and
why didn't you want for food?
No, so that's why the Tana, when it came to food, he said the reason why he's inviting him, because he wants me by his meal. He wants me to grace his meal. So he said, so
that's
a meal.
The first reason, you don't know, there's no ulterior motive, he's giving you food.
And then, right, there's no ulterior motives, and
expect something in return.
No, because I'm giving him this grace of me in return to have the Gol Ador by his hat, by his meal. That was his to have someone. So, anyway, anywho, so kama tzavach mikar, kama shayzim mikar. But the b'sayif tzavach. I'm not going to use zichle al de'achar. B'shoset, and it's a very big nafkamina, because what happens if Charlie owes someone money? Charlie owes a guy money, and I gift him 100 grand. Charlie's, I don't want you 100 grand. No, now, if it's a gift, if he takes it, the guy who he owes money to now has money to collect.
So he's not taking money on
so that's what the rabbi said. One of the things the rabbi said yesterday, that's that Avraham Avinu took money. He said, Mechuta Atzrei Chanal, I didn't take anything. But when it came to Sarah, he got gifts. Tapar, he got gifts, right? What do you mean he got gifts? He said, I don't take Mechuta Atzrei Chanal. That was his whole big thing. So the rabbi said that over there he had to pay back all the hotels that he stayed on the way up. On Yenem Schezmi, you don't do Sanim Matan Shechia.
He didn't have money.
You owe guy money, and a guy gives you a gift, you take it, you got to pay the guy back. If you're good and you don't need it, then okay, sometimes you can do mitzvah chassidus. That's what Rabbi came in. He said some mitzvah chassidus. But don't do it, if somebody needs money and your gaman needs money, you don't do it. Oh, sometimes you have to pay my bills.
That's why they're banned.
They're going to take money anyway because you owe them a car's stuff. You owe them. They watch your kid. You watch your kid one day. See how it goes.
They get paid for that.
They don't get paid much. It's
so then that's the reason. Not because they watch a kid. Well, this is the Schar Limud.
Yeah. Same thing.
Most schools are not up to date.
What do you mean up to date? What do you want a school to pay?
Is that a blanket rule right there?
What's up to date?
What's up to date? Are we supposed to pay a guy $400,000?
Even if
it's better than it was, where they were behind even on that.
Yeah, my days, Rebbe got paid $23,000, and they were behind 2.5 years. Yeah, you know,
buy a loaf of bread for 47 cents. Big deal.
You talk about that guy who's father's a Rebbe. Yeah, how does your father live, Taco, with that money? $43,000, 19 kids. What do you get? $1 a kid?
Definitely no Yerusha there.
Moshe, maybe your grandfather left something over there. Harvey. Okay, let's go weiter. So Amar Nachman Yitzchak Zichel Adi Achar Shasek B'Seif Tzavach Banam Achar Zav Shimon Gamliel V'Rabbanan Tanya Hakoyz V'Nachos L'Achar. So now I write a guy, a regular guy. He writes a gift to someone, and V'Hoyu Ben Avodim, and there were slaves in there. Now slaves are a choiv because you have to feed them. It's not just a regular gift. I give a guy a car, so he has a car. But I give a guy, okay, a car maybe also you have to take and maintain it. But if I give a guy cash is king. But if I give a guy those paper receipts that he gives, they're paying the net. You can't give them out. You have to hold on to that. You know, it's hard to, you know what I mean?
No, tell me what you
got. Yeah, no, I'm just joking. So you give a guy an Eved, you have to feed the guy.
Hello, you don't need to write
so out. I don't want the shochet. You want to make a protest? Go to Manhattan in front of Trump Tower. You can put on a Kamala T-shirt. You can do it.
Stop giving.
Vayben avodim. We call him Traders Joe. Traders Charlie. Akhuz akol ach vayben avodim. Vamar halo ef shibehen. Vamar halo ef shibehen. I don't want it. Ima yer rabon. Shani Kohen means that the guy you're gifting is a Kohen. So basically, the gift is a good gift. The gift is given. The guy's Yarshim get it. Or either the guy or the guy's Yarshim. Means you don't, it's not a good gift. You get it? No, but Tzavach, over here is talking about Tzavach. You guys are ready? Tell me, Kulan Pligi Lekani. If the guy's screaming, everybody says not a gift. Kulan Pligi. One second. Vitzavach Mikaro. Vitzavach Mikaro Kulan Pligi Lekani. What about Shasak? He was quiet till he was safe Tzavach. He was quiet, then he started screaming. The Kulan Pligi Lekani. Because why did you scream in the beginning? Ki Pligi Shzichle Adi Achar. Vishasak. Somebody else was kind of for him. He was quiet. Will be safe Tzavach. The Tanakama Savar, mid the Shasak, the fact that you're quiet, kaninu. It's a raya that you're fine with it, and you're allowed to be chal. He's now he's chayzer, because he doesn't want this evid. Rishem Gmil Savar, hechiach soifi at chilosoi, v'ayde loy tzavach at hashtar, the Savar ki loy motu li yodi my atzvach. Why should I scream? I didn't get it yet. And the Rashbam says, not a normal thing to scream, believe it or not. Now you want to tell us that you're B'nai Bias. Rambam says, "Shebetchil d'loynis shans matana lahochi shosak the ganaihi letzavach kol mashalegi matan liyode." It's like it's not a nice thing to scream. No, his present didn't come yet. That's why you didn't scream yet. Right. Well, we're gonna start screaming now. Let's wait. Lamazam v'stitzach, and then I'll put up a fight. Zotim maratana rabbanon shchim mera sh'amat tnu masayim zuz l'plani. Shloshim is l'plani, v'armei is l'plani. So the guy is a shchimera. So he says, I want to give, the guy says he wants to give Reuven $200, Shimon $300, and Levi $400. And the Rashbam says, the reason why we say shchimera dafka, he says, because There's an afkamina if you say achrov, we'll see in a minute how you say it. Or if you just say 2, 3, 4, or you say achrov, it's an afkamina. He says because a shchimra on his deathbed is giving out the money through his speech, through his, by saying it. But a guy who's a regular well guy, he speaks out specifically what he wants. Nobody, no regular guy says 200, 300, 400. You say, give this guy 200. If there's leftover money, give it to the next guy. If there's leftover money, give it to the next guy. There's a system. A normal guy doesn't give out money like that. But a shchimra, who's on his deathbed, he don't have that many words to say. He's on his way out. So he's just mumble jumbles quick. Now you have to figure out what he wants. So shchimra sh'amah t'numa sa'im z'zul planim, v'sholesh me'ez planim, v'ayim me'ez planim. Ein no'imim ka'a k'odim sh'ta'a z'ayim. You don't say that whoever's first. Because you don't say that whoever's first gets first. You say that what he meant to say is, he just didn't have enough words, everybody's even. It means give this guy 200, 300, 400. If there's only $500, then you split it. Rishbam makes the cheshbon. He says in Ba Bal Choyev Litroif, Teisha Dinrim, Balchoyev wants to get 9 dinrim. So from the Goyvim and Amasayim based dinner, you go percentage. From the guy, 200 guy, gets 2 dinner. Menashol Shmei Shol Dinner. And the is Arba Dinner. So that's what he gave. And Rishbam says, a chiddush, why didn't Nokah high sidra? Why didn't we say that the guy gave 200 to each guy or 400 to each guy? Why is it to be 200, 300, 400? And there's not enough money to give each guy 400. He gave every guy 400, not enough money. So he says it's a big chiddush. Because in the next case, we say achrov. So you would think like this. You would think the guy who we gave 200, he likes least. 300 he likes a little more. The 400 guy he loves the most. So maybe you should say, if I care, the 400 guy should be the first guy to collect.
That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, call it Koydin B'Shtar Zachar.
By Achrov.
No, not by Achrov.
By
Arkes.
No, over here we say, Ein Oimrim call it Koydin B'Shtar Zachar.
Right. According to what you're saying, it's an Ein Oimrim.
Right. Ein Oimrim call it Koydin B'Shtar Zachar. Even though the 400 should really get first.
That's what it should have said.
Because he likes him the most, because he gave him the most money.
That should have been.
Right, that should have been, yeah.
Why is the last guy?
He got the most money.
Mm-hmm. No, he says, give this guy.
One second. So if he just says, give this guy, give this guy, give this guy, they all split it. There's only 500. There's only, he says, there's a few, there's no, not a.
What about Vachrov?
Oh, so Vachrov.
We just started.
Because over there, he's clearly saying the extra word of achrov. He's trying to say there's a system. I'm not just giving percentage. Why is he collecting the last guy? Because when it comes to the first guy is that he left all the money. Go, I don't know, what do you want from me? Go to Bnei Chayim. You don't go to the guy. I'm Mishabodim because I already got, I'm the first guy in the line. Let's say that he owes a guy $300 and there's $500 here in the pot. So the first guy got $200. He says, what do you come to me for? The next guy. I'm first in line. I get my $200. I'm the first guy here. This is a Balchoyev? Okay, there's $300 left over. Just go get that money. Was your money? No, because there's a sequence over here. He said, Akrov, Akrov, Akrov. There's a Mahalach. You always go to the last guy because that's Bnei Chayim. So he tried the last guy. There's no money. You go back to Mishabadim. And then you go back. Together equal the even playing. If you add the word achrov, then what's it called? We're going to say now in Bays that
tomorrow.
No. If a guy adds a word, if a guy says extra words means he's trying to add something. They talk about today's achrayim. Talk about today. You have lawyers. They're always putting in extra provisions in the
less words the better.
No. Punkt fakert. The more words means that there's other things that he had in mind why does a lawyer put that in? Because of worst case scenario. This is what lawyers think about. They think about the worst case scenario. They're always putting in, why'd you put this word in? What's the sentence? Well, in case your grandmother grows a tree on her head, you should give the shoes to your great uncle. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, kashkach. So these are provisions are always extras. Tarra banan. I think you need a vacation. Tarra banan. Shchimra sha'ama without the wife, I said. Do I want to take you?
We almost took him this week. What happened?
Take me around. Tarra rabbanan. Shchimra sha'ama. You ready? A guy goes, he says, give $200 to my son Bechor, Karoyloi. Says the words Karoyloi. Noitlon, you take it. Vin Noitlis Becharosai. So the guy gets two. The guy gets extra. He gets $200 and he gets Pish 9. Imama Bibcharosai. No, take $200 for Bechor. Oh, now Yodal Yoina. So now this older kid. He can make a choice. Rotz and Noitlan. If $200 is more than the Bukhari, he takes $200. Rotz and Noitlan Bukhari. So if that's more, then he takes that. It's one or the other. Vishchim Ra Hashem at Tanum Asayim Zulaplani. Ishti. Koroila. Noitlan and Noitlan Zulaplani. Imam Amiksu Basa. Yadal Yoyna. Rotz and Noitlan. Rotz and Noitlan Zulaplani. Now, this case is a difference. Vishchim Ra Hashem at Tanum Asayim Zulaplani. Baal Choyvi. A guy goes and says, I owe a guy $100,000. I'm going to give him another 10 grand. Two mazayim is a point about choyvi. Karoyloi, noitlon, venutlas choyvi. On top of his choyv. Question is how he could do this. It's ribbis. Ribbis. And the older guy, 500 bucks. Now you give him an extra 100 bucks? So the rush, what do you mean? It's still ribbis derabanan, it is. So the rush says, not ribbis deraisa, you're allowed to do it. Not ribbis deraisa. You didn't make it up beforehand. It's a gift. No problem. That's the Rosh learns. That's the Pasha learning tomorrow. A lot of Rishonim ask on the Rosh, say, what do you mean? That's not the right thing to do.
You do it all the time with eggs. Whatever. That was the whole Eitzah that you give. You give him a ton of.
It looks like ribbis.
It looks like ribbis, right? You're giving back the guy. Guy gave you lent the guy $200 and now you give him back $250. Whatever. The Rosh learns like he's saying that it's not, you didn't make it up. If you didn't make it up, it's fine. As long as you didn't make it up at the beginning and you give the guy an extra gift now. He's dying. He didn't die yet. He's on the way, man. You know the. Balchayv karoyloi. Noitlon v'noitlas choyvoi. Vim amar bechoyvoi. If he says it's for my choyv, noitlon bechoyvoi. Then he takes it for his choyv. Means it depends. Depends what's more. So Gemara says, "Mishum do amar karoyloi noitlav and noitlas chayvay, v'dumah karoyloi bechayvay kamar." Come on, how do you know what the guy meant? Now, do we show him and learn? This Gemara's kash is only over here. The Gemara doesn't ask it by a wife and by a kid, because by a wife and by a kid, miken bashtein, you don't mind if your son and daughter get more money. But over here, by a bachayv, why would you think God wants to give bachayv more money? It's enough that I have to pay you back what I owe you. I owe you 100 grand. I don't want to give you more money. What I mean to say is, take this $20,000 for the 100 grand payment.
Not everybody hates their bachayv. Some people like their bachayv.
Why would you want to give more money? Yeah. By wife and kids, you can understand. That's what the Rishonim learned the Gemara. By wife and kids, you can understand that a guy wants to give more money. Over here, mechetesi. And that's the Gemara only has it. But why would you want to give more money? Pay the guy a huge favor. Pay the guy back. Stop.
What do you ever do, Rivers? Because you're stuck.
What?
But
he didn't pay the guy back yet. So pay the guy back first.
Right.
Why would you say it's on top of what you owe me?
Well, you're saying maybe correctly.
Right. If you already paid him. If you already paid him, I understand.
He said, split it up.
Take it for the chayv. Why are you saying take it and plus the chayv? Why?
Take the 200 towards the 500.
Take the 200 towards the 500 you owe me. Why would you think the guy has in mind to give you a gift?
Maybe it's given that the...
By a father and a son, and by a husband and wife, it makes sense. The Gemara makes sense that the guy wants to give his wife a gift. You want to give your son a gift. That makes a lot of sense. I want to give you an extra gift. That's not for your Bechor. Bechor is extra. But, you know, you went to visit your grandfather. He wants to give you something extra. It's understandable. But over here, mechetesi. That's the Gemara. That's the way the Rishonim learned the Gemara's kasha. The way I like to learn the Gemara's kasha. I think it's a nice way to learn. Dimon karoi lai bechai come out. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Lihuna, Hamani. This is what I was telling you before, that if you say extra words, which is very nice, because I say a lot of extra words, it means I'm saying extra stuff. Rabbi Akiva, he, the Dayak Lishnei Seira, means if a guy just uses the regular language, then that's the regular language. But if he adds words that are not necessary, he's coming to say something. Nobody adds words that are not necessary. It's not the way to share, yeah.
For a reason.
For a reason, right. The Tanan, we had this Gemara in, I don't know where, Samach Vav, where is it? Samach Gimel, Samach Dalad. Dalad. Leyes Abor, Leyes Ados. Basically, I'm selling a guy property, but I don't want to sell. I have a very strong connection to this specific pit, and the dust is another kind of thing. Abish goes like umkum rumi. You in the contract, you specify the height, the width, the this, the that. But tzarich there, I still have to go by a way to get into the guy's field. Now that I sold him the whole field except for this pit, why? Because moicher bain yafa moicher. That's what this mandama holds. You sell with a good eye. Rabbi Kiva, why? Because you sell with a bad eye. So I'm leaving myself over a place, a way to get him. Rabbi Kiva is manch. I'm like chutz me'elu. Shein tzarich likol derech. Why? Ama kivin the leit tzarich. You don't have to write chutz. The kamar l'tvuy milskasi. You come to add something. You come to say that I don't want to sell, even though normally moicher ma'ayin yafa moicher. I'm writing chutz to show you that in this case I'm not giving you the good eye. So come milskasi. You don't have to write it. Why'd you write it? It must be coming to add. That's Pshat in the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Shchimar Hashem Money Yeshli Etzaplani. The guy's on his deathbed. He says, by the way, mumble jumble in the hospital. He says, just letting you know, by this guy Friedman, I have $1 million. They don't know. Yeah, they don't know. No, they have no idea. The Edom are standing there.
Friedman says
no. Friedman don't say nothing. Friedman not there. But the question is, the Edom, what do they do? Because if the Edom write it down, it becomes a choif. Then Friedman has to pay because there's Edom. Edom say that he owes money, but mechtesi. So the shayla is this: Shulim Hashem money yeshli it's a plenty. Ha Edom koisman. I'll be shayma kiran. Even they don't know. Lefichach kishu goyva tzarik laveraya. Means you can't just go to Friedman and collect the money because Edom wrote down b'shem your father on his deathbed that Friedman owes $1 million. Go to Friedman and say, listen, do you owe $1 million? Friedman says, no, you can't get it. You have to try to bring a ride. Try to dig up a star. Go to the safe deposit box. Find the original star. Yeshua's has this, yeah. You can make him make a shua. Yeah. Make a shua. Yeah, I should have said that. Yep. Chamayimrim, ain't kodesh on Elam Cain.
Is that two little words?
Chamayimrim, Elam Cain, I'm like the guy who takes the Zempic and doesn't work. I'm like against the whole thing, you know? I'm a rye against the Gemara. There's Bam says, somebody says. There's Bam says, I think. I saw it somewhere. I have it on the line somewhere.
Number one,
I assume I'll be
right. Somebody says Shavua something.
Anytime I take the best one, you owe me money. I think Shavua knows no star.
A guy in his deathbed, yeah, because a guy in his deathbed. Where did I see it? I saw it somewhere. 1 second. Somebody says Shavua. Was gesehen the free. Maybe it's on the next word bomb. Yeah, we'll find in a minute. Okay, I'll find it soon, hopefully. If not. The Edom don't just write things. There's no such thing. So if they're writing it, they must have done a quick research. They did a Google search, found the guy's name, called him up. Oh, you owe the guy money? Okay, no problem. Writing it down. Only because Bezantayin, which means that Bezin will make a mistake. You're not chosh Bezantayin. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Halacha is that you can't be choyotz unless you know there's a yavam and yavama, and you can't do miyun. Bezin can't do miyun. Miyun, the father has rights to his daughter, but if he dies, so the brothers and the mother go to Bezdin and they do Mian. They can only do that. Elam Kemakirin. They have to know. ואם אמן לא מכיר מכירן, פיך קויסים גא חליצה וגא מין, ואל בי שאין מכירן, מה טיימה? למה שם חוי שלום בזן טיין? כזה חוי שלום בזן טיין? אז הוא אומר, no, you can't compare the cases. בזן בוסה בידינו, לא ידייקי. Means if you have a bezin that does something, and then a bezin afterwards comes along, that bezin never checks after the last bezin. Ah, maybe there was something not right with that bezin. You don't check. That's the halacha. That's the way it is. But bezdina baser edim daiki. So if you have edim to come along and say something, bezin doesn't go along and just check and just say, oh, we have edim, good to go. Who are the edim? What's going on over here? What was the scenario? They do a research. They do research. You don't have to worry that they're just going to blanket go baser edim. So you don't have to, you're not choshev bezin toyin baser edim, only baser bezin. So I mean, in that case, it doesn't really, it doesn't hold a candle to us. We're up to Gimel Aleph. One second. Let's get this done. Koyim Mashiach shechotav acha over mishlichusoy. Teinos shechotav acha over miglusoy. Koyim Mashiach may repair, but also may be sore, even though he's done.
Zuck the
15
hours to go
another 15
hours.
This is kind of large, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 15 hours to get to Dubai.
He said he's
being sandic.
Really?
Yeah, he's being sandic in Ashkelon.